The Producer Price Review Committee, PPRC, on cocoa has reviewed upwards the producer price of cocoa from 3,392 Ghana cedis per ton to 5,520 cedis per ton for the 2014-2015 cocoa season, the amount which represents an increase in price of 2,128 cedis takes effect from today, the 3rd of October. The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, who announced this at a media briefing, said the figure translates into 345 cedis per bag of cocoa of 64 kilogram. Rosen Ganyaglo with the details.
The Producer Price Review Committee on Cocoa reviews the price of cocoa periodically, taking into consideration the price of the product on the world market. Some cocoa farmers have described the increase as the best ever in the history of cocoa farming. The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, said government will continue to support cocoa farmers and put in place interventions to further enhance the sector.
The PPRC has reviewed upwards the producer price of cocoa from 3,392 Ghana cedis per ton to 5,520 Ghana cedis per ton. Cocoa board and government have decided also as a major change in policy to pay bonus to farmers at the time of sale of their produce. Accordingly, an additional amount of 5 Ghana cedis per bag of 64 kilos gross weight has been approved. The farmer shall, and let me emphasize, shall be paid 345 Ghana cedis per bag plus 5 Ghana cedis as bonus. LBCs are to take note of this and pay our cherished farmers what is due to them accordingly. Government also commits itself to continuing with the rehabilitation and replanting of cocoa farms, the provision of 50 million free improved seedlings over the next 3 years to farmers to help replant disease-infected trees that would be removed over the period.
The Deputy National Chief Farmer, Ghana Cocoa Coffee and Shea Nut Farmers Association, Nana J. Damwa, expressed joy at the price increase, saying it will motivate them to do more.
I'll call this price a booster price. I've never seen it in the history of cocoa industry before, jumping from 2,120,000 to almost 3.5 million. In fact, I'll call it a booster price. And we still call on Cocoa Board and therefore government to assist us. Though they are doing a lot, you see, number of fertilizers that has been supply free for the whole of the year. If you calculate this price, in fact, you know government itself. Apart from the fertilizers, we still have the insecticides and cocoa disease spraying all free of charge.
Nana J. Damwa was grateful to government and encouraged the youth to venture into cocoa farming.
Rosin Ganyaglo reporting.
Meanwhile, the minority in parliament has described the increase as inadequate and disappointing. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the minority spokesperson on agriculture, Dr. Efriya Akoto, said the new price does not reflect the efforts put in by farmers in cocoa production. He asked the government to rescind its decision and increase the price to 479 cedis for a bag of cocoa instead of the 345 cedis announced. He said if care is not taken, the new price will encourage smuggling to neighboring countries. He spoke to Bright in Drama.
We've been advocating for the last 3 years for a substantial increase in prices of cocoa, and we have not succeeded. It's only today that the government has come out with a statement that they are increasing the prices. But the issue is not just any increase, but given the realities on the ground, we are talking about the reality of the exchange rate and the current world price standard, we feel that what the farmers are getting are quite miserly, that the government could have done far better. Given the situation of the domestic inflation and exchange rate depreciation and increase in world prices, we calculate that the government should have been able to afford 479 Ghana cedis a bag of cocoa compared to the current rate of 212 Ghana cedis per bag, which price has been prevailing for more than 24 good months. And now they've, instead of 479, they've come up with a new price of 345, which is a great disappointment for us. And I'm sure for most cocoa farmers in this country.
So in effect, what you are saying is that the price announced by government is sufficiently insufficient.
Yes, it's inadequate to meet the expectations of the farmers and does not reflect the effort that farmers have put into cocoa production, which industry still holds this country together, the economy of this country, as it has done for the last 100 years or more. The government should come again, reconsider its decision, and given the situation in neighboring countries, as you know, now there's a huge smuggling of Ghana's cocoa going across the border because of the huge difference in pricing, and not only cocoa itself, but also fertilizers and other things being smuggled across the border, as reported by government officials and agencies on both sides of the border, that we have to have a good look there. But 345 will not be enough to stop this illegal activity.
Minority spokesperson on agriculture, Dr. Ifeanyi Akoto.